Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back on a Wednesday here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Den Day, and for Jinx today. And in a few mere moments here on the show, we will talk more college football as we bring in Dari Noka, a host on the SEC Network and SiriusXM College Sports Radio. So let's bring him in right now because we have so much to talk about. I don't even want to wait. All right, so we've got Dari on the line now. And Dari, let me ask you off the top. When you see the new college football rankings announced last night, which fan base do you think has the right to be the maddest?
Oh, great question, Chelsea. Good to talk to you both. I think it's probably Bama. I think that was really the most surprising thing last night was Notre Dame being at 9 and Alabama being at 10. I think most people thought Bama and Oklahoma would be back-to-back, you know, with Oklahoma leading them after beating them. But, I think it, the cynical person, and there are plenty of them, might suggest that committee's trying to protect Notre Dame and not put them in harm's way. And they might be doing that at the expense of Alabama. And that 10 spot is a dangerous spot because that's the last at-large. Mm. So all it would really take is something like BYU beating Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game to have a bid stealer, and then all of a sudden number 10 does not make it. So it's a tenuous spot that Alabama finds itself in, and I don't think that fan base thinks they should.
Dari, what did you make of Hunter Yurcheck last night saying that they had not even compared Notre Dame and Miami to this point?
Yeah, you know, Denton, it's interesting. I mean, understanding their policy of where head-to-head comes into play, I think that he's in line with their policy, which is, you know, unless we see two teams as being otherwise equal, then we don't utilize head-to-head. So right now they deem that Notre Dame is significantly better, right? At least enough better than Miami to utilize, so they don't need to utilize head-to-head. But he also referenced that, you know, if some things above Miami happen, right? Let's say Cincinnati beats BYU, Utah loses to K-State or KU, then Miami would creep closer to Notre Dame. And if that's the case, that's where you might get a flip because the committee would have them essentially one spot separated. And then it would be hard to justify not using head-to-head. So that's their policy. They deem Notre Dame considerably better than Miami right now, so they don't go to head-to-head. But all things considered equal, and that would indicate that Miami would be closer to Notre Dame in those rankings than they would go to head-to-head, and Miami would instead be in and Notre Dame likely out.
I think the great thing about these rankings that are released every week is that it is a great driver of the conversation of college football. But at the end of the day, for some of these teams who are on the outside looking in, I say to myself, there are 12 teams that get in the college football playoff. And in most years, there are not more than 12 teams that are actually capable of winning a national championship. So let me ask you, how many teams this year do you think are actually capable of winning a national title?
That's I like it. I certainly think the top four are. But it honestly might stop there. It really might. I think the two Big Ten teams, despite being not nearly as tested through their strength of schedule, are very, very good football teams. And then I certainly think Georgia's playing at an elite level right now, and I think they're certainly dangerous. And I think Texas A&M the same. You know, as disappointing as the first half was against South Carolina, the second half showed us how good they can be when they're at their best, and that's certainly really good. You get beyond that, you know, I question Texas Tech a little bit, not defensively, but offensively. I think Ole Miss, a little bit untested as it pertains to SEC play, can be very, very good, but again, inconsistent defensively. I think you start looking down that list at Oklahoma, you know, maybe not good enough offensively. Alabama, again, at times not good enough offensively or defensively. I think everybody's got warts, but realistically, I think you could look at those top four and say any of them have a chance. But are any of them separated far enough from the rest of them? I don't really know. But yeah, I don't look at 1 through 12 and say, you know, you've got 12 contenders. And I certainly don't think that about the group of 16 or the ACC champ, whoever that might end up being.
We're talking with Dari Noka here on the Daily Tip. Dari, by the time Ole Miss plays their first college football playoff game, who will be their head coach?
Wow, that's a great way to put it. I will say Lane. I still have this feeling Lane ends up at Florida. What I'm trying to understand through all this is, you know, does Scott Carter need an answer, or Keith Carter? Does Keith Carter need an answer to then decide that, let's say, Pete Golding is going to be our head coach moving forward, or I need an answer, Lane, because while you will still be our coach now, I need to know that I need to start the search for somebody else. I still have a hard time thinking that, regardless of what Lane tells Keith, that he won't coach this team while they're still playing football this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It feels like there's so much to dive into when it comes to Lane Kiffin. Because it feels like right now he's like the Taylor Swift of college football, where like all these people are doing like all of these analyses of these quotes that he's posting to the point where they're looking for like Easter eggs and all these things. How much of this circus mm-hmm. that's been going on is his personality, and how much of it is simply him trying to drive up the price of whatever contract he gets?
You know, it's interesting, Chelsea. I don't I really believe Lane when he says, like, it's not about who's going to pay me more. I really don't think – now, Jimmy Sexton, his agent, would say the opposite of that, right? But I don't believe that's Lane. I really don't. I do believe him when he says that. But I also believe that Lane cannot get enough of this. There are three schools in what most consider the best conference and deepest conference in college football that are waiting for an answer from him. And that is a really powerful place to be. And I think Lane is probably relishing in that power to some degree. We're all here to speculate where he's going to go. I mean, just like I would speculate that he ends up at Florida, that's not based upon any real solid concrete evidence. It's more of a feeling and maybe a conversation with a couple of people who believe the same thing. But I do believe he loves the attention. He loves being wanted, and that it's not about money. And I'm actually very much in favor of Ole Miss presenting whatever, whether it's an ultimatum, a decision, whatever the stories, multiple stories and reports indicate they presented to them. And I think yesterday with McAfee, Lane might have seen the word ultimatum as his off-ramp, because I think that might be the wrong word here. I don't think that's necessarily what was delivered, and Lane kind of used that, you know, that difference in verbiage to get out of that question a little bit. But I do think it's fair to suspect that Ole Miss wants an answer by the Egg Bowl. But maybe there was not necessarily a, you know, an or that was presented. You know, tell us you're staying or tell us you're leaving or. I just think they want an answer because they need to figure out what the heck they need to start doing now moving forward.
Dari, we got a couple minutes left here. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. Obviously, you host a show in Oklahoma now. What has the feeling been like the past couple of days coming off of that big win against Alabama?
Yeah, it's exhilaration, to be honest. You know, a bit of a relief because last year for Oklahoma folks was so difficult. You know, I think they all got tired of hearing you're not SEC ready. What are you doing in this league? You know, you can't compete in this league. And I think Saturday, actually the last two games they've played have been indications that maybe they are. I think there's a bit of a exhale because it appears maybe Brent Venables is the right guy there and you don't need to worry about joining this an incredible coaching search right now. But then it quickly turns into like, you know, don't screw it up now, right? Missouri's a good football team. They can run the hell out of the ball. Take care of your business against Missouri and LSU. I don't think they're taking anything for granted. We've seen this team lose big, big football games that they should not lose historically. So there is certainly some trepidation, but at the same time, there's a lot of excitement and a little bit of relief, you know, that we're not going to have a coaching.
Did we lose him? Is Dari still there? I'm not sure.
Yep.
Dari, can you hear us?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. I got you guys.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Can you, if you can hear me, we have like a minute left. I just wanted to ask this at the buzzer. Do you think an SEC team will win the national championship? It's been a couple of years.
I do. Yeah, Chelsea, I do. I do think so this year. I think Georgia and Texas A&M are both absolute contenders. Those would be the only two. I think that their season of being a little bit more tested than the Big Ten teams, and I'm even including A&M in that, will give them that opportunity. Complete on both sides of the football. If I were a betting man, and I'm not, even though I'm on the show with you guys, I do like the SEC of breaking that Big Ten run right now.
Ah, it does feel like there certainly do. Great stuff from Dari Noka today. He does great work for the SEC Network, for SiriusXM College Sports. We know it's a busy time of year, Dari, so thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Enjoy talking to both of you. Have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, Dari.
Yeah. Then it felt weird. I felt like I had to like cross-check that. I was like, all right, so the SEC hasn't won a national championship in a couple years because it feels so weird. Because for a while, it was like SEC just running the table every single year with the exception of the years where it was Clemson. But I don't know. The SEC chance, don't know if they hit the same way that they used to.
I don't think that an SEC team, Georgia would be the best option right now, Chelsea, to beat Ohio State. So unless someone takes Ohio State out before the championship, I don't know that there is a roster that is strong enough to compete with Ohio State. Now, I say that having not seen Ohio State play a close game. So maybe when they play their first close game, if they even see a close game. But that's the problem. I don't know if they're going to see a close game. I just don't know. That team is too good. There's so many weapons on offense for them, and on defense for that matter.
I do think if there is a close game between Ohio State and Georgia, like if that's the way the matchups go, we've seen Georgia make some real magic in the last few minutes of games. It feels like they're certainly battle-tested. All right, coming up next, hour three of the show, and we start with our biggest takeaways, the college football playoff rankings. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.